Well, the Nevada primary wrapped up last night, and several key races have been narrowed down. Here to break down the results, we have our reporter Julia Ritchie in the studio with us, along with Seth Richardson, political reporter at the Reno Gazette Journal. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us this morning. We want to break down what happened last night. It was a late night for Seth, right?
To say the least.
So I wanted to start with talking about the top races here. I think everyone was kind of looking at the U.S. Senate race, which is an open seat this year because Senator Harry Reid is retiring. And that race was actually decided the first. It was the first one called. No surprise there, Republican Representative Joe Heck easily defeated Sharon Engel and a slew of other candidates, I should add, and faces off against Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, our former state attorney general. Not exactly a shocking outcome, right, Seth?
Yeah, no surprises there. That race was called really early. I think both of them were called before 8:30 p.m., maybe before 8:15 p.m. even. And everyone kind of saw that going in. Once Sharon Engel came out and said she was going to run, there was some thought, oh, hey, this primary just got exciting because, you know, she ran against Harry Reid in 2010 and has a pretty big base of support. But she really couldn't fundraise this time around. Only raised, I think, $90,000. During her campaign, she raised $30 million during the last Senate race. And, even in just the short time frame of the actual campaign itself, I believe Joe Heck raised around $600,000 just in the, you know, from March to the primary right now. So he far outraised her in that regard. And, that's the matchup. The Cortez-Masto-Heck matchup is one everyone was expecting. And, you know, that's the one we're looking at for November.
So now that the race is officially narrowed, does either candidate have momentum going into November? Like, where are we at with the race itself between those two candidates?
Well, it's hard to say if the momentum has really shifted at all because everyone was kind of expecting this matchup. So I don't know that anyone's necessarily got momentum. Now, the issue that's going to be interesting is what the Donald Trump effect on that race is. So Joe Heck has come out and said that he will support Donald Trump as the nominee. And whether or not, you know, what kind of effect Donald Trump is going to have on those down ballot races, I mean, it's really still up in the air. No one really knows just because it's such a zany election year. Right now, he's taking a dip in the polls for saying some controversial things. But, you know, we've also seen his polls skyrocket after saying controversial things. And there's still a lot of time until November. So, anyone could really come out ahead there.
And I'm talking to Joe Heck, you know, he tries to dance politely around it because it's a hard endorsement to make when you want the support from that candidate, Donald Trump's supporters, but you also want to win over what is a purple state, right?
Yeah, you see that with quite a few Republicans who are doing that. They won't say him by name. They'll say, "I'm supporting the nominee. I will support the nominee, not I will support Donald Trump." That's what you see from a lot of Republicans, and it might be a tough pill for them to swallow.
I want to pivot to some more local races. Assembly District 26, and that one covers Incline Village, Double Diamond, DeMonte, all the way to South Reno. There were two Republicans vying for that seat, Jason Guanasso and Lisa Krasner, and there was no Democratic challenger, which means that race was actually determined last night with Krasner winning. Before we get to why that's so interesting, I just wanted to play a short clip, though, from Krasner, who talked about her campaign with us last week, which largely centered on opposition to Governor Brian Sandoval and his tax increases to fund education reforms. Let's listen to her.
The people felt so tricked and betrayed by their assembly people in the last session who said they were going to vote no on tax increases and then voted yes on the largest tax hike in Nevada history.
So, you know, you heard her there. She also signed an anti-tax pledge, but she turned out to be the exception, not the rule, right, Seth?
Yeah, and a night that was, you know, really great for kind of the pro-Sandoval candidates. You know, she was one of them who did take the seat. She had some name recognition down there running in 2014, losing only by 11 votes to Randy Koerner, and really kind of walked away with that race. I mean, it was I was expecting it to be somewhat closer, but, I mean, I think she won by about 11 points, I think around 300-400 votes, even as the Incline Village votes came in. And I won't say it was surprising. You know, that was a toss-up district, but the margin of victory was definitely interesting.
And she had received backing from the Nevada GOP and some of the state comptroller, and then Guanasso had received backing from Governor Sandoval and what we consider the more moderate Republicans.
Right? Very, very clear division there. You have Guanasso with backing from, you know, Sandoval and Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison. You have her with backing from Controller Ron Connect and Treasurer Dan Schwartz. So very clear division as far as Republican support there. I mean, even, you know, former Governor Jim Gibbons supported her. So you can kind of see where what kind of conservative is supporting who in that race.
Quickly, the opposite happened in Senate District 15 in Washoe County, where local businessman Eugene Hoover, who was against the commerce tax like Krasner, faced off against establishment candidate Heidi Ganser, and Ganser ended up winning. So, like I said, it was a toss-up sort of night statewide, right, with those races.
That one was less so of a toss-up. You know, Eugene Hoover's kind of a startup candidate or an upstart candidate, so to speak. You know, Heidi Ganser raised a boatload of money. She's got, you know, I think more than $200,000 in her coffer, and we're not even, you know, we hadn't even touched a general election yet. So, yeah, she walked away pretty handily with that tonight, and she's got name recognition as well. I mean, she's former governor's chief of staff. She was an assemblywoman for 8 years. She was a former minority leader. So people know her, and Eugene Hoover, he's never run for office before, but all things considered, had a pretty good showing for someone who has never run for office before.
And Ganser will now face off against local attorney Devon Reese, who is a Democrat. He didn't have anybody to run against, so.
Nobody to run against, but that'll be an interesting matchup because that district does favor Republicans slightly. But again, this is a weird election year, and we don't know what that down ballot effect is going to be on Republicans.
So quickly, let's hear from one. I wanted to hear from one voter about when I went out to the polls yesterday, everyone kept talking about education as being the number one issue. So I talked to one guy named Christopher Martin, who was very concerned about the school board. Let's listen to him.
I think the Washoe County School Board is the biggie. I mean, when it's all said and done, we've had pathetic school board for decades. The choices they've had for school superintendents and other, it's outrageous. Challenges trying to sift through who can really come in and square away the ship with the school district.
And so we heard that again and again from many voters, Seth. So, you know, are we going to see some fresh faces now?
Well, kind of by default. You know, you have four seats that were up for election, and I guess a fifth one if you count Nick Smith's seat that will be going on during a special election. But the thing that was interesting is that the anti-establishment sort of mentality, this divide that has been defining this election, made its way down to the school board. But if you look at the results from last night, you know, kind of these establishment candidates, so to speak, really did well. Angie Taylor kept her seat last night, got more than 50% of the vote. Scott Kelly, a former school board member, also, you know, taking more than 50% of the vote in the win. And if you look at, I believe it's District G, where it's a crowded race, eight people in there. And Katie Simon Holland, she's never served on the school board, but she's a former Washoe County manager, another sort of establishment type figure getting in there. So will there be new faces? Yeah, kind of by default, but I don't know that it's necessarily the radical change that everybody wants.
Last question for you, Seth, is what should we be paying attention to going into November?
Well, going into November, you do have some interesting races up here. We talked about Senate District 15. I think another one that could be interesting is Assembly District 31. That's Jill Dickman's district. Again, she's running against Skip Daly, who a former assemblyman who ran against each other last time. And this is kind of presidential years tend to favor Democrats. Democratic turnout is higher. So that's going to be what to watch for. Now, everybody is kind of thinking that the Democrats are going to take back the assembly just because it was kind of an anomaly for the Republicans to hold the assembly this year. The real interesting thing is if they're going to take back the Senate and we're going to have a Democratic-controlled legislature for Sandoval's final 2 years in office. I was talking to Fred Locken last night. He said that's not necessarily a bad thing if the Democrats do take it back, because Sandoval has a history of working with Democrats, working, you know, not playing the party line game. Being able to reach across party lines and get stuff done. So seeing if the Democrats take back those two chambers, that's kind of what I'm watching for.
All right. Well, we'll be paying attention, and we'll turn it back over to Dana. We could talk all morning about politics, but we got to go back to the show.
Thank you so much, Julia and Seth, our political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. We appreciate your time this morning. You can find more of our primary coverage at KUNR.org.